East Texas Sprinkler.
Hi, Bill.
Yes.
It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks so much. Hey, can you just hang on 1 second? It's going to
take
sound
your time.
Like I'm continue. I'm
take
trying,
your time.
Going to sound like I'm talking to you, but at this point, I'm not talking to you. I'm standing here with a client, and
gotcha.
And it's, my hands are full, so I can't mute my phone. And
it's fine.
And so, so the controller would be about 175 and plus labor. It'd have taken an hour to put it in, or less than an hour, and about 175. And again, a hard rain. Oh yeah, it could be. Yeah, and well, we need the rain, so you did good. But if you put a surge suppressor on that outlet, you know, like you might plug in a TV or a computer to a surge suppressor, and the electrical thing you hook it into, little extension cord looking deal that has a square thing on the end of it, surge suppressor. It'll help you with the lightning knocking that out. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, sir. Okay, ma'am, back with you.
Okay, perfect. So I was sent a message to contact you regarding listing East Texas Sprinkler Repair through the Google Guarantee platform. How much do you know about it?
A little bit, I'll hear what you have to say, and then we'll see what the cost is for doing it, and determine whether we want to or not. And theoretically, it sounds like a good thing to do. And you know, you gotta jump on things at some point in time. The Google Guarantee thing is something that's fairly brand new. Do you know when it started?
5 years ago.
Okay. And so, I don't know anybody other than my son's a software engineer. And, I don't know anybody except for tech people that know about a variety of things. I mean, those kind of things. And I understand that Google says they'll guarantee like up to $2,000. Is that right?
So there's a lot of different things. Google does guarantee your work for the lifetime of the client up to 30 days within the job is done, with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client. So if within the first 30 days of you conducting the work, then if the issue cannot be resolved and they reached out to Google and filed like a dispute, then Google does a payout up to $2,000 for them on behalf of your company, because that's what the guarantee is get it done right or Google pays you back. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about it, and as long as the customer thinks that works and that's a good idea, then cool, that works. And it says it has sellable points. It's like, yeah, look, you get this free insurance, you know, because and it gives them assurance that we're reputable. And so I get that. In my case, we happen to be the third oldest company in the area.
Nice.
And so we've been doing it longer than anybody else. And for about 38 years. And so, our reputation in the community, speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it never hurts to augment that with, and see, look, Google thinks the same thing. And so we're wonderful. Yeah, they're willing to back us up with insurance. And so, you know, we can sell anything. And,
cool.
And so I can appreciate it from that point of view. So
really will come down to a point of cost.
It's going to come down to a couple of different things. So with the Google Guarantee, it's my job to let you know that Google has specific verticals. So verticals are what they call like the different categories of what your work would fall under. Now, they're very specific with the verticals, and then the subcategories, which is the other keywords that people would punch in order to find your vertical. For example, your vertical for sprinklers, also known as irrigation system and repair and installation, falls under lawn care. So for the lawn care option, there is lawn mowing and maintenance, irrigation system and system repair and maintenance, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod installation, weed control, yard cleanup, and other. Now, with it, if we have a regular lawn care company that's mowing and doing all of these things, that lawn care company has the ability to pick and choose which services and keywords. If they want to come up for all of them because they offer all of them, fantastic. They're going to see excellent results, because they have a wide variety of services that they're offering, okay?
Yeah.
In your instance, I need to know, outside of the irrigation repairs and maintenance, what other services amongst that list are you offering?
Did you say installation?
Installation is included with the irrigation systems, yes.
Okay, right on. And so that's really all. We just do sprinklers.
Okay. So what I went over your account with my supervisor who runs the Google Guarantee, and we have our own team at Google that helps us to navigate these accounts. You can and will see activity through the Google Guarantee platform. We just want to make it very, very clear that you're going to come up under the lawn care vertical. They do not have to punch in lawn care in order to find you. They punch in the irrigation system, repairs, maintenance, install, those type of things. They are going to find you coming up under those keyword services. But you may not see as much activity as somebody who's offering other services within that vertical. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
so we just want to make you aware completely upfront of exactly what the program looks like when they don't have a specialty for sprinkler systems. They don't have like a special vertical for that yet. Google is always upgrading and changing. I don't know that they will offer, I don't know that sprinklers or irrigation is popular enough that they're going to create an entire vertical directly dedicated to that, but they've surprised me. I really thought that they were going to do something with excavation, and instead they did it with Sewer Pro, and they decided to put excavation under sewer. So you never know the next thing that Google's going to come up with. They could create an entire vertical solely dedicated to that, but at this point you would come up under the lawn care vertical for the services that you're providing.
And so how does that work in relation to like, if they happen to have put us under home services, why would it make a difference? And I understand they don't put us under home services, but
what do you mean home services? There's no vertical for home services in Google Guarantee.
Okay, well, so I don't know what the categories are or what they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what categories they have.
So they have like tree service, countertop pro, landscaping pro, foundation pro. They have general contractor, roofing, HVAC, electrical, plumbing. They have landscaper, and then they have lawn care. They also have sewer pro.
And by the way, this is Google, so I'm just commenting and. You or I don't make any changes with
Google. Of course. Exactly. Unfortunately. They should do what we tell them to do, darn it. Shouldn't they?
And, but if you look at our customers, as far as, if you look at our customers as how many numbers of customers, how many people, how many buyers, of irrigation services are, there's like, I live in a small town, Tyler, Texas. There's only, our population is 125,000. and it's kind of a big small town.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people around us are living in little towns that are like 1800 and stuff like that. And even less than that. But so the little Tyler Metroplex, if you will, there's about 250,000. And there's a million small towns around here. But my point is, if you were to count how many people use irrigation services and how many people use tree care, it's hugely more that use irrigation and then tree care. But Google failed to do the research. And now if you look at dollar volume, let's change it and say roofing companies. Way more company probably use sprinkler services than getting their roof, no, using a roofing company. But if you look at as far as numbers of people or numbers of customers, if you look at dollar volume in the industry, then the roofing industry will certainly be way bigger based on dollar volume, but not based on number of users per area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense to me. So this is the thing, is most people, because Tyler is more of a small town, most people who are in those higher densely populated verticals, they're covering Tyler. They're not coming out of Tyler. You're the anomaly because you're coming out of Tyler instead of just covering Tyler in retrospect to a larger surface radius. Now, I agree with you and understand exactly what you're saying. And like I said, like there's been plenty of guys I've talked to that their excavation, right? And excavation is huge. You need an excavator to do anything, you know, to start a new development, all kinds of things. And in my opinion, there should be a category strictly for that. I mean, land clearing, resloping, foundation prep, all the things, right? Yeah, exactly. I think that it should have its own vertical personally. And it, as somebody who is on the phone day in, day out with, you know, contractors like yourself for the past 7 years, I know what the need is across the U.S. I hear it on a regular, I've just spoken to thousands of people. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know, if they just care, you know, they don't. But like, what I'm saying is I understand, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, I could still present to you, and you could still see great results, but I want to give you the reality of the situation. Again, you would dominate because there's nobody else in your area that has Google Guarantee that's offering this service. So that's not going to be an issue.
Would you look and confirm that? You should be able to confirm that real easily one more time. But what you're saying, there's no one here in the irrigation business that has this Google Guarantee.
That is strictly the irrigation serving Tyler? No. There's other service providers that offer irrigation within some of their services. Yes, there is. These companies say they're serving Tyler. They're not saying that they're in, let me see if this one's going to show me. I would have to go into a little bit deeper research. Like this guy, this True Green Lawn Care, this guy, he offers it, but it's not his specialty. His specialty is lawn mowing and maintenance, and he's servicing 20 different cities, okay, in the long and the short of it. Then we have lawn and solar care experts.
By the way, they're a national company.
Right. Well, they may be a national company. However, within that, if they're a franchise and that guy owns it and he's able to do his own marketing, that's how he's ranking there. But he's not doing very good. He's only got 3.2 stars out of 54 reviews.
Yeah.
His people aren't very happy with him. However, now we have Double B's Lawn Care Company. They do offer irrigation system, but they also offer mowing, maintenance, pest control, mulching, yard cleanup, X, Y, and Z. So as far as it goes, like I said, most people are servicing a larger radius. They're not necessarily coming out of Tyler and servicing Tyler like only. Not saying that you are, but That's kind of what I'm getting at here. So you can.
Yeah, I can increase our radius, but I'm not going to increase it by a whole lot. I mean, I might double or triple it as far as miles. Even I think right now we're set at around 20 miles out of Tyler, but even if I go to 60 miles, it's not going to be that big, right?
Right. No, it's not. You can pick the areas. You can pick the areas that you want to target, just like they picked their areas. You have the ability to pick your areas. Okay. So, the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees that you have that are going out and doing estimate on behalf of the company. So if you're the only one who's going out and bidding the jobs, then you only put yourself. If you have a partner or there's a trusted employee after 38 years in business that goes out and runs bids and jobs on their own, then you would put their information as well. It's a one-time $250 application fee for the entire company, no matter whether it's one background check or 50 background checks. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's the upfront cost. The next thing is that we're going to get into is cost per lead and minimum monthly budget. This, what we're able to do here with the Google guarantees, do you understand what the guarantee is to the general public? And Google is backing your company. Now, the things that are different about this type of pay-per-lead service are vast according to the records of what it shows for Angie's, Thumbtack, House, Porch, all that stuff where you're chasing them down. You pay no matter what. There's no recourse to get your money back, even if it's not a live human on the other end of the phone. So with this, Google assigns you a specific Google call tracking number that does rotate. You do not always have the same Google call tracking phone number when your leads are turned on. Your Google call tracking number will pop up so that the clients can contact you. This is an effort to protect you, and so people cannot just call you and run out your budget. AI is listening to every single phone call. Is the reason you get assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number is because they are going to ensure authenticity of phone call because you're only charged for qualified leads. So Google has two instances, Bill, that they consider it a qualified lead. The first of which is if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, that's considered a qualified lead. Or if you set appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face, Google considers that a qualified lead. All other instances, such as sales or solicitation calls, somebody seeking employment with your company, somebody requesting a service that you don't provide that is not listed on your service profile. Therefore, if they're requesting pest control, it's not listed on your service profile because you don't offer it, you decline the job, that is not a qualified lead. You will not be charged. If they are requesting a service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile and you decline the job, again, not a qualified lead, you will not be charged, okay?
Yeah.
When you pick up the phone, you're going to know for a fact that it's a Google guarantee lead because it says so on the caller ID. Additionally, it's that little whisper voice that says LSA, local service at Google guarantee lead before you're connected with the client. The client will be a real live human being on the other end of the phone. They've looked at Google, they've gone to the guaranteed section, they've chosen to contact your company to work with you directly. We're not feeding you leads.
I'm seeing the Google phone number, not the client's phone number, right?
The call tracking, it's all recorded in your local Splash dashboard. All of the client information is recorded. So because in the event that you needed to dispute a call, like say one did slip through the cracks, then you have access to that call recording and that phone number. You'd say, Amy, I need to dispute this phone call right here. This isn't a qualified lead. It doesn't meet the criteria.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so you absolutely have access to that. Now,
you didn't get to the price per lead, did you?
Right. Now, that's the next thing coming out of my mouth, literally. Okay. Your cost per lead on this is $30.67 with a minimum monthly budget of $400 for 13 leads to get started. So the way it works, if you choose to move forward, is you pay the $250 application fee. We go ahead and process the application, get everything back. The maximum amount of time that it ever takes to get an application completely processed through Google Guarantee is 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen very, very quickly. It truly depends on how quickly you get the application back to us so we can process it and get it out to Pinkerton and Evident ID for the background checks. I've seen it happen in as little as 4 days. Now, I'm not going to promise that it happens in 4 days regularly, but what I'm getting at is when you get it back to us quickly, we can move faster and things happen in a faster rate for you. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved bill, it's not an automatic charge. We call you. We say, okay, your Google Guarantee approved. We're ready to cut the leads on. We would charge that minimum monthly budget of $400, and the leads would begin coming into you at approximately 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase your Yes, that's where the program runs at an idle, if you will. And you have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit. For example,
so what if 3 leads don't come in?
Then your budget stays intact. Your budget's not going to just be exhausted. It's going to stay intact. If there's no leads, if your phone isn't ringing with Google Guarantee leads, then your budget is still there intact. There's no, like, charge to your budget. It literally stays there, which is the next thing I'm getting at is, like, say you ever paused your campaign. If you pause the campaign and there's $287 in it and you pause it for, 4 days or 6 months, that budget doesn't go anywhere. It stays where it's at financially. So once
the
budget...
They don't utilize it.
No, they do not. Once the budget's exhausted, then we contact you to refresh the budget.
But if we're also utilizing Google Ads or AdWords or whatever you call it, then it seems like Google's double-dipping, aren't they?
Google has different options for different businesses. I mean, I don't really think of it as that Google is double-dipping as much as, it's the consumer who wants to have as many positions, as much real estate, as we call it, on the first page of Google services. This is going to give you an additional position. Currently, you have the Google Local SEO and the Google Ad with us. This would give you a third spot on the first page of Google up at the very top in the guaranteed section.
Okay, I hear you.
But, I mean, I understand what you're saying and how you're looking at it. The Google Ad budget is different than the Google Guarantee because the Google Guarantee, you'd never rotate off the page. You're listed there always with your approval of Google Guarantee badge. You never rotate out of that guaranteed section. The only thing is if you're not actively taking on leads, like if it's after hours or you're on pause for whatever reason, then your green check mark isn't live, like it's not bright and active, and your Google call tracking number isn't showing. You don't rotate off that page, though, like you do with the Google Ads when your Google Ad has ran out for the month. And you rotate off the page for that. That's not how it works with Google Guarantee. So you also have the ability to increase the leads as you see fit. So say, for example, you wanted 6 leads in a week or you wanted 7 leads in a week, you have the ability to do that. You also have the ability to maximize the lead budget. So one of the things I mentioned was the minimum monthly budget is at $400 with the leads costing $30.67. If you choose to maximize the lead budget, that's going to double the lead cost. It is going to make you more competitive, and it is going to give you a stronger push. So you do have the ability to do that. Google offers that to our clients quite often. Once they've been approved, we get the budget rolling. We see how the leads are coming in. Maximizing the lead budget is always an option that you have available to you to kind of, capture more and go ahead of your competitors.
Okay. Do you say the cost per lead goes in half?
It could, yeah, if you choose to maximize it. You can see activity and you can see great results with the $30 per lead. But what happens is once it gets going, then Google will contact us and say, okay, this client is eligible for maximizing lead budget. Not all of them need it. Like if there's only 3 or 4 providers in an area, then they wouldn't really need it because there's only 3 or 4 providers in the area for a specific vertical. You see?
I see.
Yeah. If you're in Los Angeles, right? and you're a roofer, yeah, they're going to offer it to you because there's only so many spots, right? There's between 20 and 50 spots on the Google Guarantee section. And they're definitely
yeah.
going to offer it because, man, they're in L.A., and they're going to want them to double or triple their budget.
Yeah. I got a question for you. It's not it's
sure.
kind of almost unrelated, but
okay.
Have you ever tried to call Google to collect money from them?
No.
Like
me personally? No. We have a team at Google that we do our disputes with that we deal with directly on behalf of our clients, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. So in Google AdWords last December, Google overcharged me like $1,000.
Oh boy.
And I haven't been able to reach anybody yet.
Oh boy.
And
why didn't you let us know?
It's not related to you, I guess.
But we do have a team at Google, and you are a current client, and we can ask if there's anything that we can do to expedite that.
Yeah, I did bring it up to Ben today, actually.
Okay.
Just like you stopped and had a response that you did, he didn't have the same response. And then he gave me a phone number. Well, I can give you a number you can call. And then, in fact, he gave me two phone numbers. And and I told him this. And
okay.
I said, well, you know what? I've gotten many phone numbers, and none of them have ever been any good. And then Google always tells you to email them. And so I've emailed their support and, the appropriate area. And either no one calls back or somebody calls back to see what my problem is. If they're in Google AdWords and whatever, they're like, oh, well, I can help you with any aspect of your ad and do this and that and that. They can do everything except billing.
Hmm.
And billing, you're going to need to talk to these people. And they give me a phone number for them.
And those people
never
answer or call you back.
No. That would be almost encouraging. And
I said they never answer or call you back.
No. That would almost be encouraging.
If they never answered?
Exactly. Or call me back. That would almost be encouraging because the this is from Google people themselves. You know what I get? They give me a phone number, and it ain't the right number. It ain't the right place. They give me a bad phone number
every time.
And even if they said, yeah, this is, the Google billing department, and we'll help you. Sorry, no one's available. Leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, well, there's a chance. And,
that would be very frustrating. It would be.
It's more frustrating to know that, you know what? I'm not even going to get a number that's actually a Google number.
Mm.
I'm going to call this number and it's not just gonna ring and ring and ring. No one's gonna answer and it's gonna hang up on me and it ain't gonna work. And it's like, whoa, it's a bad number. And, and I've gone through their email and they're like, no, you can't collect from us.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never be able to reach us.
Wow!
How about that?
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that. Yeah, I don't have that experience. You know, you have Google Ads with us, right? You have $100 of your budget every month is going directly to the Google Ads.
And so So here was also my question, and I wish somebody that I would just get, you know, I don't even mind bad news. What I would like is honest news.
What's the question?
And it is, what I was told when I originally came on was, cause I explained, hey, we're already using Google Ads. And they're like, well, awesome. And, when I originally came on with you guys and they said, awesome. And, now you're not going to have to pay for your Google Ads anymore because we're going to start paying for them for you. And I said, awesome. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was paying around $300 to $400 a month in Google Ads at the time. And so I got you guys and I don't know who caused what. You never know what's causing something. But my $300 to $400 a month, and I've been with you guys several years, and never stopped. And it continued, and at the entire time, I've been paying $300 to $400 a month.
You pay us $249 a month.
And I pay Google $350 a month.
Separately.
$400 a month. Separately.
Okay.
Every month.
So what's the question?
And I thought I wasn't going to be having to pay that bill, that $300 to $400 a month that I'm paying
okay.
to Google.
Okay.
And then I have two questions. So one is that I thought I wasn't going to have a Google bill anymore. That's what I was
Well, you'd
told.
Have to cancel your Google ad count or stop paying it. It's not just going to be automatic.
Okay. So no one said that, by the way, but
Oh my goodness.
Now.
They didn't tell you that?
Yeah. No.
Oh my gosh, Bill. Yes. You would have to stop that. Because it really is working against yourself, my friend. Let me tell you this. I want to hear your second question, but this is the thing, is if you're running your own Google ad and you're paying us to run a Google ad, you're literally working against yourself.
And so here's my second question. Is it similarly related?
Mm-hmm.
Is see before you guys came along, we've gotten a little bit of success, or we've my phone rings, and sometimes it rings pretty good. Sometimes
sure.
I get 10 leads a day, you know,
mm-hmm.
or more,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm presuming it's due to the Google ad stuff. I don't know, but a lot of people are telling me, well, you know, I Googled you and I got your number and so I'm okay. That's a Google ad. I'm just presuming, or is it just my Google listing
mm-hmm.
as a business? I don't know. I don't know
right.
which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so here was my second question mm-hmm. is, if I turned off all my Google ads, see, cause I'm in a position of, I can't risk the phone stopping ringing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to turn it off and go, cross
mm-hmm.
my fingers and
hope
the
for
phone
the best.
Doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
right.
is my phone going to stop ringing? And, is
right.
Local Splash doing their job and what they say they're going to do? Because,
mm-hmm.
by the way, on the one hand, I've been happy with you guys, but you guys have dropped the ball in lots of different ways already. So that causes me a little fear and trepidation of, that, you know, you're asking me to go out on a ledge. And, because it was kind of working before I got you guys. And, can I afford to cancel this? But I'm loving what you're saying. Is hearing you need to cancel it because you're working against yourself.
So there's a couple of things. A couple of things, Bill. The first one is that if you're coming up first for sprinkler repairs in your area within the local map on Google. Okay. And additionally,
is it due to what you're doing or is it due to what I'm doing?
Due to what we're doing within the local map. That's due to what we're doing. And it's due to your fantastic quality of work and the fact that people leave you positive reviews. So it's a combination of events. But as far as the programming goes, within the local map, that's all us. Additionally, down in the ones that look like paragraphs.
My reviews have been coming through Jobber, by the way.
Below the ones that look like ads, the ones that look like paragraphs, you're also coming up down there, which is known as the organic section. So right now, and that's due to what we're doing. So right now, where I'm looking, you have two spotlight positions on the first page of Google. Then you're running Google Ad. Okay. This is what I would have told you from the get-go if I was the person that sold you, and I apologize on behalf of our company that nobody has explained this to you up until this point, is I would have suggested that you took the $300 or $400 that you were investing in Google Ads, and I would have said invest all of that here. So the portion of your program.
All of it where?
In local splash. So the portion of your program that's you're the $249 of what you're paying, $100 of that is going to the Google Ads. The remainder is going to all of the other things, the website, the Google listing, all the directories, all the programming that happens on a regular basis, okay? So if you were investing $400, $149 of that still would go to local SEO, the programming and all those things I just listed, the website, and the remaining $250 would go directly to the Google Ads. And if you're investing like that into your program here at Local Splash, I would say no, the phone is not going to stop ringing. Okay? But if you cut it off right now where it's at, you cut off Google Ads completely, I cannot guarantee, and I would not say that I can guarantee, that your phone isn't going to slow down because I don't know what type of results you're seeing from that. What I know is that you're telling me the phone's ringing pretty good. You're not sure if it's coming from
right
what
now,
we're doing.
That's true. And right now it's not ringing that great.
Right. So
we're starting to slow down. This is
right.
our time.
It's
the
season.
To slow down.
It's the season to start slowing down a little bit, right? And yes, there have been some bumps in the road. No company is perfect. You have stuck it out with us.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And we've stuck it out with you. Agreed. You know what I mean? Like it's a working relationship. But what I'm telling you is at the point where if I had signed you up, I would have let you know at that point of sale, let go of, stop your Google Ads. If you want to invest more into Google Ad, invest it here. First of all, the reason why is cost per click for my company is way less than it is for you as an independent contractor, primarily because we are a Google Ad partner. So we spend a ton of money in Google Ads on behalf of our clients every single month. It is where our premier partnership to Google stands is in the ads. Okay?
Yeah.
We have a specialty in that. So I would have suggested that you invested that full amount over here, allowed us to give you more bang for your buck in the fact that not only are you getting local SEO and organic searches that you're coming up, a great website, all the things, but the Google Ads are running better because they are in correlation with your Google local listing, and we're getting a better cost per click than you're going to get on your own.
Okay. Would it be better to, instead of going for a cost per click, to get a cost per call?
Well, that's where you're at now. That's the crossroads you're at now. We're at the Google Guarantee. We're at this crossroads where you can choose to do whatever you want, obviously. If you choose to go ahead and dump into Google Guarantee and give it a shot, this is the thing. Okay? The upfront cost is the $250 application fee. Say Google Guarantee turns out.
I can't configure my Google Ads to give me a cost per call response configuration.
So the upfront cost.
Is it called cost per conversion? Is that what it is?
No.
What is the conversion?
The Google Guarantee is separate than the Google the Google Ads. They're two separate
things. That's what I'm asking about the Google Ads stuff right now.
Uh-huh.
Can I convert it
to a cost per call on, maybe on average we could if we went through the Google Ads. I know that you have your local splash dashboard that gives you a breakdown of a lot of things as far as like approximately what the cost per call would be for your investment. Wow, you've had some good results. I'm not sure what that exact, I'm not going to even pretend that I know exactly what that would look like. Right now I'm looking at your stuff. I'm looking at your leads that are coming in.
Yeah.
I can read them. Sprinkler, you're getting decent leads from us. These are coming in directly through the call tracking system. So you're seeing good results from the Google local listing and what we've got going on for you. Because the number, when your call tracking number in the Google ad and your call tracking number with us through the Google local listing is the same. So you're seeing decent results with what we've got going for you. So let's see here. In the month of, let's go to August. Hold on. Okay. August 1st. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You got 11 calls from what we're doing for you in the month of August alone.
Okay, in the month of August. But mm-hmm. I need that's in the month. And so mm-hmm. if you look at it, I need about 10 a day and,
okay.
at least 5 a day.
Okay. So you're going to have to increase your budget somewhere, whether you do it with Google Guarantee to get more exposure. That's what I would say. That's my answer to the program, the crux of your situation would be to invest more, whether it's in Google Guarantee or Google Ads, whichever one you feel more comfortable with. You also have the option to do Facebook Ads, which brings in a completely separate clientele.
Yeah. And, by the way, just an FYI,
mm-hmm.
no one has ever, and I told them at the very beginning, is we jumped in at 250, and mm-hmm. I let them know that I think the salesperson's name was John.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if John is still with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him that you see, if it's at the price it's costing me now, I'm making money on all these leads, and so far it's not too much, and if I could double the leads, I wouldn't mind doubling the money that I'm spending with you guys. If I can triple the leads, I don't mind doubling or tripling the money, or maybe I don't have to. Maybe it's not a one-for-one ratio. And,
right.
And better for me if it's not. But I don't
sure.
mind. My point is, I'm trying to say is, I don't mind increasing the money that I'm paying you guys
mm-hmm.
if my performance goes up.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other interesting thing. I've never been presented a plan to do that. I've never been presented a plan. Well, okay, let's roll.
To increase?
Yeah, to increase.
Right.
And
well, I apologize for that. I don't have any reason why you weren't contacted for upsell. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But I could definitely let the team and the powers that be, as it were, know that you were never approached for upsell until this point.
I've never been approached for Facebook ads.
Okay. All right.
It may make more sense to, I don't care where the lead comes from. I don't care.
Right.
In fact,
right.
screw
You're
Google.
Not picky.
And
Oh, Bill, you got me good on that one. I didn't expect that. Oh, boy. You got me good. All right. Yeah. That was a good one.
I hate Google.
Oh, sorry.
And they're working for me now. And I know, by the way, engineers who work for Google, and mm-hmm. and I asked them, it's a nebulous question, but I said, I asked them directly, is it true what they say about Google?
What's that? What do they say?
Well, that's funny that I asked. That's kind of open-ended and nebulous, isn't it? And
your character.
And you know what their response was?
What?
They kind of cringed and, they raised their shoulders and squinted their eyes and
like,
and,
what's coming next, huh?
No. They already knew the answer and they were afraid to reveal it. And, they said, I'm afraid it's worse than you think. And if you knew what Google was doing, it would scare you. And by the way, there's I had the opportunity to see a bunch of Google employees all at the same time. And he said, it happens, but let me just ask you real quick. Do you see anybody here using an Android phone or a PC? Everyone has Apple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it doesn't stop them, but it slows them down. And
interesting.
He said the data that they're collecting and what they're doing with it
mm-hmm.
would scare you. What Google is doing, they're not some innocuous business that is just, is a search engine and is trying to help us make money. So I'm just saying, is just a tangent note. I don't mind not supporting Google. But right now, Google's working for my business, so you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Right. Well, I mean, we could do Facebook ads in addition to what you have going on already. So, you just gotta let me know which way it is you want to go.
And to me, by the way, whenever people ask me about my opinion, I'm in the sprinkler business. And, but by the way, I've owned 8 different businesses. They've all been successful. And, I've made a good income from basic, not all of them, but from most of them. I lost my train of thought, So when people ask me my recommendation, I kind of hate it in some way. Well, when you tell me, well, you just tell me which way you want to go, and I'm like, how do I know which way I should go? And you're the ad expert. You're the one that knows what kind of return on investment that you get, and what kind of a return am I going to get at Facebook compared to Google? Am I going to get a better return? And I don't care about where they come from, but just I need people to call our company and say, hey, I want your service.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make more people do that through YouTube or, mm-hmm. Instagram or somewhere else. It's like, okay, cool.
Right.
Yay, YouTube.
Well, I do believe that we couple a lot of our packages today. You signed up with us 2.5 years ago. So today, the past year, we've changed a lot of our platform and package. It does include Google Ads, but a lot of them include Facebook Ads. They are very inexpensive, very lucrative way to invest and to advertise for your company. It does come with automatic retargeting, meaning when somebody's on Google and they're looking for something, and then you go to Facebook and that same thing's coming up, that's called retargeted ads. That's all inclusive. Stories and reels, you're going to come up directly through their...
So the retargeting is free in that aspect.
Yeah, it's already included with the package.
It's included in the price, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I asked on the website, by the way, that you guys provide, mm-hmm. Is it possible to add IP capturing and retargeting from there?
I don't know. That's a great question for customers. So I'm not aware of that. That's a great question for them. I can definitely get an answer of that for you and have them, you know, let you know what that is. But I've never actually been asked that question.
So why limit it to Google and Facebook? You know what I'm saying? So that yeah. It would seem like a natural to include your website.
Right. Well, your website's going to go everywhere that the business name goes. So if somebody is looking for something and you come up as a top recommended option, your website's attached no matter what. The website goes everywhere the business name goes. So if they click on your Facebook ad, your website's going to be attached to it.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. So is the retargeting limited to Google and Facebook?
The retargeting
travels with them in other places.
Well, it also travels with the Google Ads. Yeah, that's it's already included there as well. And then a lot of people attach their Instagram to their Facebook page, and then it travels that way as well. So we try to create a loop. What are you having for dinner?
All right. Actually, I'm having beans and rice.
Yummy.
And, anyway, I made them myself, and I have another meeting right after you, so I don't have time to eat.
Enjoy your food. It's really nice to be able to enjoy your food. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Yeah, well, and it's okay, and. You know, you got to do what you got to do, and most of the time I do, and I enjoy eating, and
me too.
And food is great, and I made it myself because my beans and rice are like, and I'm using also some homemade salsa.
That, nice.
I also have a garden. I grow a lot of my own vegetables and I also can and dehydrate stuff. So I'm using, I know what's in the plant. I use all organic stuff and it's not polluted. And, the water I drink is great and so it's helpful to, this stuff is like, spiced really nicely and so black beans and brown rice and it's spiced nicely and it's yummy.
Good.
Yeah. But it is eating on the run still, so it kinda sucks. But oh well. So I'm getting a feeling just from what you're telling me, I might get a better bang for my buck on Facebook. So I don't know who I do this through, you or somebody else.
We can add Facebook. We can add Facebook. And I'm not saying necessarily that you're going to get a better bang for your buck than the Google guarantee or what I've presented to you up until this point.
Yeah.
I do believe that it would be a great addition to what you have, yes. In my personal opinion, my very favorite tool, my very favorite Google product is the Google guarantee, and it always will be because it's direct calls. And it eliminates the middleman. It gives you the stuff that you're looking for. There is recourse for unqualified calls. But I do sell a ton of accounts that have Facebook ads. So if you're asking me for my personal opinion, I'm going to tell you, yes, sign up for Google Guarantee, and yes, throw $100 down on Facebook ads and see what your return is for a month or two. If you don't like the return with it, take the $100 back off the Facebook ads.
And I could do the Google the guaranteed the Google guarantee ads or whatever calls or whatever you call it, guaranteed customer. What is it called?
Google Guarantee, LSA, local service ads.
Okay. Because it's not much, the $250 and $31 a lead, I choke a little bit on that. And it's like, darn, Google's greedy. And now they have taken a step or two extra to say, well, look, here's how we're earning more, you know, because if you use, by the way, I use Angie and Thumbtack that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and I close probably 90%. And
nice.
I convert. So I don't have that issue and the problem. People say, well, they send it to Thumbtack doesn't send it to a bunch of other people, and I have a Thumbtack is a little harder for me just because of the way they configure their stuff, and maybe I just haven't had to work with it. I need to change my style to work with them, but they're a little weird. Their presentation, they don't have people that just call you on the phone like at Angie they do, or they notify you and say, hey, you got this lead. The way they notify you, it's easier and better, and it's clunky at Thumbtack, and it's easy to mix up and mess things up. It doesn't work smoothly. It's clunky, and Angie, it's not entirely smooth, but it's better. I've gotten used to it, and the cost for a lead there's like about 20, and so it's like, whoa, 30%. Better than 30% less.
Uh-huh.
And I don't need the guarantee to be able to sell. But the guarantees, you know, it's extra icing to throw at the people. And so I can deal with it. And it's still a stomachable amount. I can tolerate it, $31 a lead, because I'm going to keep the lead for probably years to come.
Right.
And so I pay them one time.
Right.
So anyway, that's how I would justify it and look at it, and I'd be willing to do it and see how it works. And, and if it doesn't work, is it cancelable?
Absolutely. That's what I was going to tell you is the upfront cost of the $250 application fee, that is, you know, non-refundable no matter what, even if the Google Guarantee package doesn't work out for you and you decide, I don't ever want to do it, I hate it, get
yeah,
it away from me.
I gotcha.
You get to keep your Google Guarantee certification. You know, you're always going to have that guaranteed badge, so to speak. I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
But additionally, you don't have to continue. There's no, you don't have to like keep paying or taking on the leads or the ads or things like that. So you know, it's a great option for you. I do want to tell you something, Bill. My phone actually, because we're at the end of the day, it's going to cut me off in just a second, so I can hang up and call you right back.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to hang up and I'll call you back in less than 5 seconds.
Okay, bye.